Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The title of today's message is The Antichrist New World Order, and this is part two. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Even Jesus, when Jesus came upon the earth, right, he had to be born of Mary, and he became a man. Satan cannot come physically to the earth and rule. So guess what? He will have a man called the Antichrist rule for him. He will choose, empower, and direct a man that he will operate through. This is the Antichrist. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 provides a description of this Antichrist that Satan will operate through. And you're going to notice that there are many references to God. In 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, listen to what it says. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, talking about the return of the Lord, will not come unless the falling away comes first. The falling away of many Christians, those who were following the Lord, they are going to fall away. And they're going to be deceived and start just believing anything. We're living in that age. The Bible says, and the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Isn't that interesting? Because the Antichrist will be Satan embodied. He will operate through this man. And we hear about God, 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 the God complex, because we're really dealing with Satan through a man. Let me show you in Isaiah chapter 14 and 12, because it describes what Lucifer or Satan said. This is what God is saying to Lucifer. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How are you cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations? Listen. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt myself above the stars of God. This is what the devil said. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, for I will be like God. And as a result of this, God threw him out of heaven. God said, Instead, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down into the lowest depths. Listen to these verses in Ezekiel 28 and 15. It says, you were perfect in all your ways from the day you were created. Satan is a created being. Lucifer was a created being. He can't be God. But again, the Bible says, you were perfect from the day you were created, till iniquity was found in you. Your heart was, listen, filled with pride because of your beauty. He said, I'm pretty enough to be God. I want to be God. He said this in heaven, where God lived. The Bible says your wisdom corrupted you by your love of splendor. So, this is God. So, I threw you out. I threw you to the ground. Now, Satan's mission for the Antichrist is to establish an authoritarian one-world government where he rules as God. See, as we talk about the Antichrist, you're going to see what this guy is doing. He's doing this. He's doing this. But I want you to understand Satan is behind it. This is where Satan, finally, he gets this opportunity to be a god. And he will be a god over this earth through the Antichrist. Now, a world in which Satan is worshipped is this new world order that we're talking about. Now, during the tribulation, God's judgment will be to allow spiritual blindness for rejecting his son, Jesus Christ. So once again, all of the judgments that come against humanity during the tribulation is because they rejected Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior of the world. He is the only way to get to heaven. He died for everyone. God says, if my son died for you, how can I just let you go free to live your life the way you want? No. He told Adam the day he ate of the fruit from that tree, he would die. God said that. Jesus came to give us an opportunity not to surely die. So don't think God is doing something different with the tribulation. No. The people who have rejected Jesus Christ going through the tribulation, they will simply fulfill, most of them anyway, what God said. The day you eat of that fruit, you will die. Most of these people are going to die during the tribulation period. And it's because of sin. Now, this is interesting. We're talking about the Antichrist establishing a new world order. A news report stated Joe Biden caused a stir during a gathering of business leaders at the White House when he alluded to a coming new world order. So let me clarify to you once again, what is a new world order? The new world order is a term often used in conspiracy theories, which theorizes a secret emerging totalitarian world government, ruling the world through a one world government, which will replace sovereign nation states. That's what it is. And Satan will make Antichrist the most powerful dictator the world has ever known. Now, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 6 and 2, he rides a white horse, white being the emblem of victory, the victory of a conqueror. And the Antichrist will rise to political power and come on the scene as a diplomat or a peacemaker. Notice the Bible says the rider possesses a bow with no arrows. In other words, he has the potential to be warlike, but he's going to gain his authority over the nations without war. In Daniel chapter 8 and 25, it says, through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hands, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace he shall destroy many. Once again, he's coming in as a peacemaker, and the world will accept him because he's coming in as a man of peace. The Bible tells us of his true character, though. The Antichrist will deny the authority of God and the deity of Jesus Christ. Once again, who is behind the Antichrist? Satan. 1 John 2 and 22. Who is the liar? Or who is the liar? Jesus said the devil is the liar and the chief of lies. But listen, it says here in 1 John 2, 22, who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. Listen to 2 John and 7, verse 7. It says, many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone into the world, and such person is that deceiver, the Antichrist. In 1 John chapter 4 and 2, it says, every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is the Son of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, there are several names and several titles given to the Antichrist. I'm just going to just give you a few. The little horn is one. I'm going to give you a reference to Daniel 7 and 8, chapter 7, verse 8. He is also called the King of Fierce Countenance. That's Daniel chapter 8 and verse 23. He is called the prince that will come. That's Daniel chapter 6 and verse 26. The Antichrist is called the mighty king. That's Daniel chapter 11 and verse 36. He is called the man of sin. that is 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. He's called the son of perdition. I'm going to read that for you. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3 and 4. It says, the son of perdition will oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worship. He's also called the beast. God describes him as a beast because of his murderous, savage nature. He's not going to be a good guy. He's going to be a beast. In Revelation 13 and 1, it says, then I saw a beast rising out of the sea. It had 7 heads and 10 horns and 10 crowns on its horns, and written on each head were names that blasphemed God. It says the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God. Once again, the Antichrist introduction on the world scene will be the temporary settlement of the Middle East crisis, though he's coming in as a man of peace. So this is how he'll be introduced on the world scene. This message is for you to know this information and for those who are going to miss the rapture to actually see and know what's going on. In Daniel chapter 9 and 27, it says, Antichrist, or he will confirm a covenant with many for 7 years, and in the middle of that time, he will put an end to the Jewish sacrifices and offerings. In other words, the Antichrist will allow Israel to rebuild their third temple and begin religious animal sacrifices again. Now, remember, the Jewish people who rejected Jesus, they still have to do animal sacrifices. They haven't been able to do them. But the Antichrist, when he makes a temporary peace with the world and Israel, he's going to allow them to build their temple, and they're going to resume their animal sacrifices that actually represent the coming of Jesus Christ and dying on the cross.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a quick look at the messages coming your way on the radio ministry this week and in this Sunday service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for joining us again for this series in the book of Revelation. What makes this book so important is that Jesus himself sent this message to us about the end times. According to the Bible, we're living in that prophetic season. The book of Revelation reveals who Jesus is today, his authority over the world, both now and the future. Jesus warned that his return would be in a day and an hour when most will be surprised. In Luke chapter 17 and 26, it says, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. The book of Revelation explains what's coming next prophetically and how to be prepared. So keep listening. I want to invite you to our Sunday morning service this week at Spirit Life Church. Your attendance is the only way that I know that you're listening. I would love to meet you and pray with you personally. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR, and we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you'd like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Antichrist will establish a one world government, a new world order. And he's going to begin with 10 nations. The 10 nation confederation will most likely come from what is called the European Union. Now, this is so interesting because the EU was just established in 1993. And these 10 nations will most likely come from the EU. Now, what is so interesting, just to show you that this is a global plan of the enemy, at the same time the EU is being established in 1993, President Bill Clinton set up a meeting for establishing a new world order. An article states the new world order was established as a legitimate national agenda by President Bill Clinton in 1993. In Revelation chapter 17 and 12, it says, the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as of yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast, that's the Antichrist. They are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. So Satan will begin, that is the beast, the Antichrist, will begin to rule the world through this 10-nation alliance that he will rule. Now, this is interesting because the European Union right now, it consists of 27 member countries. But listen to this. It is not only an economic union, but the single market with no borders for trade and the single euro currency that is used by 20 member states of the eurozone. In other words, they use the same currency. So it's not just an economic union. It has to do with trade. It has to do with finances as far as building the marketplace as an economic place for growth and for finances. Guess what? The Antichrist will dominate the world economy. You say, well, how does he do it? He does it through this 10-member conglomeration or confederation. Listen to what it says in Revelation 13 and 17. No one may buy or sell except one who has taken the mark of the beast or the number of his name. All of this is coming together. And guess what? It's already happening. Do you know that? Everything is being put together right now for all of this to happen, for the Antichrist to just step in. We know about the war between Israel and Iran. There needs to be peace in the Middle East. This Antichrist, Satan, is going to give the ability to settle the wars in the Middle East for a limited period of time. We are right at the door of this. But now I've just told you something else. I've just told you that he is going to control the financial markets of the world. I told you that anyone who wants to buy and sell will have to take the number of the beast or his name. So listen to this. The global economists are saying the foundation of a one world currency, because that's what he needs, can occur as soon as, are you ready? 2026. Listen to a financial article. One world currency, 2026, how would it impact global finance? Establishing a single global currency requires a robust monetary authority to oversee its issuance, regulation, and stability while addressing the economic needs of participating countries. The European Central Bank provides a glimpse into such a structure. The International Monetary Fund, which is experienced in global financial oversight, could serve as a foundation. 2026, it can be done. It will be done, and the Antichrist will take it over. And then anyone who wants to buy and sell in the world will have to take his number or his name to buy anything in the world. Think of this. I'm going to end with this. Mikhail Gorbachev, he's the former leader of the Soviet Union. He said it would take three things to establish a new world order, a new world government. He said it would take one world currency systems, one world religion, and a one world government that leads it all. Guess what? All three of these things are being developed during our generation, right now. This is all happening right now. Right now. For the Antichrist to succeed, he must deal with the different religions because they have to merge into a one world religion. People are very passionate about their religion, so there's got to be a way to get them all together so that he can rule over the religious systems of the world. Now listen to this. There's an article that says there is great emphasis in the church today on uniting professing Christians of all denominations and beliefs. The message is that we're not so different after all. We can work together. Setting aside theological differences, we can help each other in the things that we agree upon. And this was found on the Catholic website. Worldwide Catholic population hits 1.4 billion. So we're not talking about a few people who have faith. The Catholics alone number at least 1.4 billion people. Pope Francis spoke, highlighting the importance of interreligious dialogue and the beliefs different faith traditions hold in common, such as the figure of God and love. He said, many think differently, they feel differently, they seek God differently, or meet God in different ways. And in this crowd, in this range of religions, there is only one certainty that we all have in common, and that is that we are all God's children. All religions are paths to reach God. Pope Francis told a gathering of young people in Singapore on September the 13th. He said, there is only one God, and each of us has a language to reach God. Some are Sikh. Some are Muslim, some are Hindus, some are Christians, but they are all paths to God. That at the time was the leader of 1.4 billion people. You kind of see where this is going? Guys, we're living in this time of the return of Jesus Christ because Christ's return has to happen before the tribulation. My question is, are you ready? Are you ready for this? We used to play a game as kids. We would count off. It was called hide and seek. We would count off, and then we would say, ready or not, here I come. And you better be ready, because that person was coming to find you. Anybody play that game? Yeah, most of us. You won't say how old you are. But we played that game. Well, here you go. Ready or not, here he comes.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part two of The Antichrist's New World Order. Now Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
Lord, we're praying today because you invite us to pray. And you invite us to ask you to show us the future. Lord, we need your direction. We need your help. We need your guidance. You said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Guide us. direct us, help us. We put our trust in you, and we thank you for divine intervention and guidance in our life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.